All right, welcome to the Face-to-Face podcast. Glad to have you with us. And we're here with Jim Beebe, founder and head coach for Unbreakable Athletics Academy, and also the founder and head coach of Athlete Builder, an online coaching service for student athletes. We'll talk about both those things here as we get along. Jim, first of all, thanks for being on Face-to-Face.
Yes, sir, Tom. Thanks for having me. It's quite humbling to be here with you and be part of your program and your show.
Let's start with the Academy first. Tell me about this place. What is this academy?
It's a midlife crisis. You know, my whole background's finance and investments. I did 15 years with J.P. Morgan in the financial industry, making people wealthier. And it wasn't for me. I want to make people healthier. And I was playing football with my son Jack in the front yard, and he's a little kid, and I was really, really just heavy. I was fat, and I would miss the ball or whatever, he'd throw a bad throw, and I would be out of breath going to get it. And I would decide, you know, I want to be healthy. I always wanted to be an athlete, and had various successes when I was younger. But I'm like, you know what, it's time for a change. So I got a number of certifications and decided, you know what, I'm no longer going to work in the financial industry. I'm going to open up a gym in my garage. And then about 3 months later, I opened up this place in March of 13 and been training adults and student athletes ever since.
And it seems like you've been very successful. You have coached a lot of athletes. A number of them have been football, I assume, but I assume there's other sports too. What other sports are you involved with in this academy?
Sure. So for the adults, it's a CrossFit gym, but powerlifting and strongman. I'm the state chair for strongman. We have powerlifting national championships coming up to our place. For our student athletes, we've had, divers, swimmers, baseball for sure, soccer players, basketball, lacrosse. Basically, we've had kids that are trying to just be healthy. Some kids are trying to play varsity in high school, and some that are trying to play in college and beyond. So all kinds, all shapes and sizes and colors, and we're just trying to help people create the best versions of themselves.
And you've had a lot of football players, of course, and I think most of the time when we think about the old school, used to be if you want to be a strong, you just walk in and grab some weights and start pumping iron and hope it happens. But I've seen that what you've got here is so well-rounded. It obviously, weights are involved, but there's a lot of other things too. What are some of the other things that go into making a good, strong athlete?
Boy, there's six things, three for the head and three for the body. First is your mindset. That's your core values. It's your identity. It's who you are. But even if you're disciplined and motivated, you still need to have the sport-specific knowledge. That's the second part, the knowledge of your sport and how to train. Third, what comes out of your mouth. That's how you deal with your teammates. That's your leadership team, teammates on the field. That's your support team. Physically, as the athlete, there's how do you train for sure. There's the lifting. There's the sets and reps. There's the sprints. Then there's also your nutrition. And then there's how do you recover. And if I can find the weak link in all six of those things and get them to work on those daily, that's how we win the day. So there's a number of things mentally and physically that every athlete needs to work on. And then you throw in the spiritual component. It kind of ties it all together. So for some, it might be weaker on their training. Others, it's nutrition. But everybody has something in all those areas, and we try to move the needle there.
You have different athletes that come in here, of course, from different places. And I assume it's not just, we're in the Indianapolis area, so I assume there's a lot around here, but you've trained so many athletes, and we'll get to your online here in a few minutes. But in this particular gym, are you taking mostly from Indiana, from Marion County, or where do your athletes come from that get into this building?
That's a really good question. By and large, people will pick their gym based on location. That's about 90% of those folks, right? So Hendricks County, west side of Indianapolis. But we have some students, athletes that come from downtown or even the northeast side, some basketball kids that don't really have access to a strength and conditioning program. They'll drive 45 minutes, you know, 50 an hour to come here, especially in the summer, because one of their weak links is their overall physical training. They're great with their basketball skills, but not necessarily they're not necessarily strong. So I have to pick up the pieces there.
You know, basketball is interesting because I remember just a few years ago, if a basketball player was involved in the weight room, it was almost negative. They said, don't do that.
Sure.
But basketball has changed so much, it's become almost a power sport. And you've probably been involved in the transition of that. When you get a basketball player that comes in here, how is that different, say, than a football player?
Well, both at this point in 2024, they are aware that they need to lift. They need to be stronger. And it's not me and it's not you. It's Isaac Newton, honestly. Force equals mass times acceleration. So if somebody wants to be more forceful and have more speed, they need to have some level of strength, their muscle mass, times how quickly can they accelerate. They want to jump higher. It's the same thing. So one piece, can we get them powerful and fast? Yes. And the way to do that is get them a little bit stronger first. The second thing, whether they're playing AAU, travel sports, a lot of these younger kids are playing college level volume at a young age. So we need to have enough strength in their bodies to make them durable so they can simply handle the load. Not necessarily be faster and better, just handle all the pounding. We had the doctor for the Colts, the knee doctor, Dr. Klutwick in here, only does ACLs. And all he kept talking about was about hamstrings, glutes, and core, how these kids don't have that. And if you get them a little bit stronger there, he wouldn't see nearly the amount of volume of the ACL tear. So for a lot of them, it's just trying to bulletproof their body against injury.
And another change that I've seen over the last few years is females getting a lot of women involved. Used to be never have a girl or a woman in the weight room of the training. Of course, women's sports had really come along. It's been a great year for women's sports with Caitlin Clark and the Olympics. But tell me a little bit about how they fit into your academy here. In is it the same or is it a little different?
Well, you're absolutely right, and if the males are playing a college level of volume of basketball, so are the females. Any change of direction in sport, like volleyball, soccer, there's so much activity. And the females are predisposed to having more, they're more likely to have ACL tears. So if the men's numbers are up, the women's numbers are up by four times the men's numbers. So they have to come in here or anywhere so they can get strong enough to bulletproof themselves against the ACL tears. When they come in, though, you're right. They're a little bit reluctant. You know, like anybody else, they want to make sure they don't get bulky, which is a common misconception. They're worried about how they look. But once they realize that they're not going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they need this just so they can survive their sport and it makes them more powerful, then they start to embrace that. So after about a year or two, they're like, okay, I really need this, and it's been helpful.
And nutrition has been a big change. I know it used to be, and I'm going back to old school again, if you wanted to be a lineman for a football player, you go out and eat two or three steaks, and you're ready to go. Tell me about nutrition and what changes in nutrition. How does nutrition fit into being a great athlete?
Well, at the highest level, like every little percent an inch matters. So you'll see people like LeBron James having their own chefs. At the lower level, middle school, junior high, high school, if we can get them simply to eat breakfast, so many of them simply skip that because they're up late, so then they sleep in as long as they can and leaving themselves the smallest amount of margin to get to class, they'll often skip meals. They might not have their first meal until 10, 11 in the morning. So simply hitting the basics, having some meat, some protein, carbohydrates, and fat at every meal is just a huge start. Then we start talking about other things later. But if I can get them just to do the basics, we can make a big dent.
Let's talk about mindset. I know that's another one of your keys. And a lot of this kind of plays into your online academy that you have. I'm not sure I used the right word there. Online service, I guess it is. Tell me about mindset. What does mindset have to do with what you're doing?
I don't know that you can do anything without mindset, whether you're an accountant or a parent or a coach or an athlete. But your mindset is your core values. It's your identity. It's who you are. It's how you handle adversity. It's how you push forward. So that when you decide, I'm going to do something, I'm going to be an accountant, I'm going to be a parent, I'm going to be a basketball player, you have to make a decision. And once a decision is made, you got to ask yourself, why am I doing this? And usually there's a number of superficial whys, but it's those deeper rooted ones so that when you don't feel like going to practice, when you don't feel like doing a 60-hour week, when you don't feel like getting up in the middle of the night with your kids, those whys push you, and you need a process to remind yourself of those. When you tie into your why you're doing this, and if that why is something deep within you, and if it's larger than you, like your teammates and or your faith, then that's going to help push you through all those downturns and keep you going.
Our guest is Jim Beebe, and he's the head of the Unbreakable Athletic Academy and also Athlete Builder. There's a difference between the two, I would guess.
There are, yes.
Tell me the difference between the two.
That's a good question. So Unbreakable Athletics is my physical gym here on the west side of Indianapolis in Plainfield. And it came a point in time a couple years ago where I had to decide, do I want to open up more so I could continue to expand my reach and impact, or do I want to do anything online? So I decided to keep this gym here for sure. And then my online business is called Athlete Builder, where I do public speaking, clinics with teams, and workshops. I'm blessed. I have a book coming out September 30th, digital courses, and then I coach athletes online remotely or teams that way. So physically in person is Unbreakable Athletics. Online is Athlete Builder.
I know you've sent a lot of players to various schools, a lot of Division I schools. I saw out here the different flags that you have, and there's Big Ten schools, all different schools. What are some of the athletes or some of the schools, if you can name off the top of your head, some of the ones that you have sent along, what schools are they playing for?
Sure. Well, selfish plug and shout out, my son plays football for Ball State. We have a number of swimmers that are at Purdue. We have a diver at Minnesota, but also things that we're really proud about. Timmy Godsell is a cadet in his fourth year at the military academy. We're sending Lindsay Romero to the Naval Academy. So, you know, that's huge too. We have other football players at Colgate. So we have D3, D2, D1, a lot of baseball players at DePaul, a lot of football players at DePaul, all from Plainfield. So
I know faith is very important also. That's why we're here, because we believe that Jesus is involved in all of our lives, including athletics. Tell me where Christ fits into your life.
That's a good question. You know, I was raised in a Catholic household. I'm still practicing Catholic. Went to school for 12 years with that. And right after that, I went to college and I immediately fell off. And then my first wife, she brought me back in at Purdue. And like anyone else, I have ups and downs. The last 10 years has been a lot better with my current wife, faith-wise, in that we just simply have the habit of doing your Bible study first thing in the morning after you train or before. We pray before all meals, attend Mass. But, you know, honestly, when there's things that are great that are occurring, we want to make sure we're grounded and give thanks. And when things are really horrible, we're the first ones to ask God for help. So we know him when we need him, and we try to know, basically know him when we don't. But the more that we realize that we're all doing this for a bigger power and for him, and that way we leave an impact spiritually on other folks, it keeps us grounded, it takes away a lot of stress, and it keeps us moving forward.
Yeah, you've probably been through, you talk about your first wife, your second wife, you've
right.
been through, and on a daily basis, you have talked a little bit about your Bible study and discipline. Of course, you can't do what you do without discipline in every area, but how tough is it for you to do discipline in a Bible study, knowing that you've got so many other things to do? I know a lot of people, including myself, sometimes fall into that, to where Bible study, you got to do it, but sometimes it feels like it has to take a back burner to some of the things that are more of a priority. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts about that.
Well, you know, part of it is that if you want to be a great football player, you surround yourself with other great football players. Well, luckily for me at home, my wife is way better at Bible study than I am. She's been through the entire Bible. She has multiple courses that she does and she leads. So simply by seeing her doing it or asking her for help, it helps keep me accountable, because I have a teammate that's always doing it. If I have it written in my planner, hey, this is what happens, this is part of my morning routine, I set up like a little mini alarm. So, hey, you get up, you do your first workout, then you swim, and then you do your Bible study. So you have these checklists, so it's there. If you travel and you forget your Bible, that's fine. You can use an app on your phone. So if I have some like little safeguards in case I make a mistake and I didn't bring my Bible, well, I can still do some other things. And then if we can, it's always fun to visit a new church when we travel. So there's a number of things where I hit my habits every day. And if I don't, I have these little reminders, a little safeguards, and so I can still, you know, be involved and be close to God as daily as much as I can.
Yeah, and it's also a teamwork thing. You talk about you and your wife and others, and one of the things that you have mentioned is teamwork and communication. That's another thing that sometimes I think gets lost in quote-unquote a regular gym. Mm. But tell me the importance, why you feel teamwork and communication is so important to becoming the full-rounded athlete.
Like no one got there alone. No one gets there alone. Jesus didn't get there alone, and that he had a whole bunch of disciples pretty early on. So if I want to be a great basketball player, I'm not the only one on the court. Jordan didn't win a thing by himself. Right? He needed his entire team. Then he needed Tim Grover to help him, help train him. So if I want to do anything well, I got to be coachable by my coaches. I got to be selfless and helpful to my teammates on the court or on the field. But what about all those people that support you? Well, all those parents that take you to all those away games, those travel sports, all that money. Can you be thankful to them? Make your bed at home, clean up the kitchen, and say, hey, thanks for doing that, Mom. That way there's some return for them. Or if you're in college, the GA that they get stuck up picking up all the sweaty uniforms after they've been played in and washing them every day, buy that kid some coffee. Take them to breakfast, right? So if you can give a little bit more to all those folks, not all of them will give back to you. That's fine. But some will. If I can make a dent on 100 of them and 30 give something back, the whole group, including me, you know, we are all better then. So the more I end up giving to any of those groups and I can communicate that from a good place and they see that and hear that and feel that, then you're going to return, you know, tenfold, and the entire team will be better.
That's a great philosophy, particularly in this day and age when we're in social media and there's so much isolation. You have obviously passed a lot of this on to your son, Jack, who's playing for Ball State. What position does he play at Ball State, by the way?
He plays linebacker. Yep.
He's tough position, a strong position, perfect for you. But also you said that he leads a number of Bible studies, and so you've passed down your faith to him. Tell me a little bit about Jack and his Bible studies and what effect you've seen at Ball State.
Well, you know, it's been great. Like, my wife and I were remarried, and it's a Brady Bunch deal where she has three kids and I have three. So all six of us have different levels of faith, some better than others for sure. But my daughter at Alabama, she's in a Christian sorority. Jack leads two different groups of Bible study at Ball State. When he started there was only one, but now there's two. Some is by position, some is just for everybody. Then my son Sam at Purdue, he goes to St. Tom's, and he is part of a Bible study as well. So not everyone is always as dialed in, and me included, but if we keep trying to make that habit, whether it's your nutrition or your Bible study or your lifting, hopefully sooner or later just kicks in and it becomes part of their identity, so that when we're dead and gone, they have the same habits and they can pass those on to their other family and friends as well.
Jim, it's been a privilege to have you on the show, have you on the podcast, and certainly learned a lot about this. And I want to thank you for what you do and for the effect that you're having on people. I know that you're up in the thousands of people that you have touched online or that have walked through these doors. A lot of different people, 1,000 people, that's a lot of people. Tell me how that goes.
Well, you know, we're finishing our 12th year, so it's a lot easier when you spread it out a number of years, right?
Yeah.
And there's been ups and downs. COVID year was a down, but it turned around and made it better. But if you keep trying to do your best, and there's plenty of times that we failed day after day, week after week, but if you keep trying to do your best, you make a little bit of improvement, and that rubs off, and you're genuine with people, and you're authentic, then they're going to realize that you're doing the best you can, and you're making them better, then the word's going to spread around. And hopefully we continue to make that impact, and we keep expanding our reach, and that's our plan. That's our calling.
Good. I want to close this way, as we often do. Do you have a favorite verse that you'd like to share?
I like 1 James. Be thankful for the perseverance, because be thankful for the struggle, for it creates perseverance and brings you closer to God.
Jim Beebe has been our guest. He is the founder and head coach of Unbreakable Athletics Academy and the founder and head coach of Athlete Builder. Thanks for being with us. And
thanks, Tom.
Good luck to you.
Well, very humbling. What a blessing to be on the show. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Hope that you out there have enjoyed our podcast. Just remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everyone.